Hello, this is Father Michael Eads from the Toronto Oratory, and you're listening to Lectio et Oratio, a short spiritual reading podcast followed by a reflection. The Life of St. Philip Neri by Antonio Galonio, Book 2, Section 13. The effect of this heavenly visitation was that he was so filled with the Spirit in an abundance of divine delight, as long as he lived, that he often had to be forced to apply his mind to earthly matters, even so that he could say Mass. This we learnt not only from what he admitted himself, but from what we actually observed. Although he took every measure he could to draw himself back from this absorption in God, when it came to preparing to celebrate Mass, as he informed one or other of his close associates, he was still barely able to complete the sacrifice, as I noticed thousands of times with my own eyes. How amazing the power of the Holy Spirit is. Other holy men, after spending some hours readying themselves in prayer and having made the accustomed preparation carefully, still have to make a great effort to summon up devotion to God when they are about to say Mass. Philip alone was so saturated with devotion that he needed no preparation, but on the contrary, was so incapable of sustaining the great influx of divine ardor that he did everything he could to withdraw his mind from this contemplation and to beg God not to increase it daily. What is more remarkable is that the power of the Spirit worked on him so that he was lifted up while he was praying. In the middle of winter, which is a season when Rome can be very cold indeed, his heart and his whole body were so warmed by divine fire during his prayer that to the end of his life, who would believe it, he needed to be cooled to stop dying of the heat. Thus, at the age of 80, and content with only the smallest amount of food, without any natural source of heat at all, he had to use every means to quench the fire of love within him. He would uncover his chest, open the doors and windows of his room all night, and use fans and other means of creating a draft so as to cool him down. Surely he would have died at once had he not been quick to relieve his heart in this way when it was consumed by the divine fire within. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Angels of God, our guardians dear, to whom God's love commits us here, ever this day be at our side to light and guard, to rule and guide. Amen. Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, teacher of teachers, have mercy on us. Saint Philip Neri, heart of fire, child of Mary, apostle of Rome, patron of thy own, vessel of the Holy Ghost, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. When Saint Padre Pio was conscripted to serve as part of the army in the earlier part of the 20th century, he went to take his physical. The doctor took his temperature. And they didn't have electric thermometers in those days, so it was the old mercury thermometer. And the mercury exploded out of the top of the thermometer. The body temperature of Padre Pio was so great that it broke the thermometer. They couldn't register that much heat. So we have in a modern saint, he died in 1968, we have in a modern state this phenomenon of incredible bodily heat connected with certain saints who are on fire with divine love. Now, Padre Pio himself had another interesting things. He had the stigmata of Christ's wounds in his hand. He had to wear gloves. So Padre Pio wanted desperately to feel what Christ felt. And so when we read about St. Philip Neri today, when we read about his bodily heat, we should remember saints like Padre Pio whose experience of this has been verified in modern times with modern means. So it's not impossible what Galonia is describing. And Galonia himself knew that people would find it hard to believe, even at that time. You know, he says, who could believe it? At 80, he had to be cooled down. I mean, it's very common in older people that they feel cold, even the heat of summer sometimes. Suddenly, they'll need to put on a sweater or something because their body temperature is cooling and it's hard to stay warm. And there's the famous even story in the Bible of King David in his old age needing so much heat that they put a young woman in his bed to keep him warm. Okay, well, that's not for everyone to follow, but it's an example of bodily heat being diminished. But St. Philip in his old age, far from having his body heat diminished, seemed to be increasing in heat. Why would God have him increase in heat as he got older? Because the love of God increases. The love of Christ can grow more intense, not like adding grains of sand, adding more and more rocks or sand and getting a bigger, bigger pile. The love of God doesn't grow in that kind of numerical way. It grows more by intensity. Think of a flame that grows in heat. It may be orange, but then if it gets hotter and hotter, it can become blue or another color even. So this intensification of love is shown to us by the symbol of Philip's heat increasing. And we know what heat and fire is a symbol of in the Bible. Heat and fire is the symbol of the Holy Spirit. He came down on the apostles in tongues of fire at Pentecost. Our Lord said, "Would I came to cast fire upon earth, would that it were already kindled." We know that Elijah called down fire on the mountain when he was arguing with the prophets of Baal. Because what does fire do? Fire transforms what it touches into itself. If you put something metal in fire, it transforms the metal into hot, red, soft, even a material that can be bent. The heat, that metal becomes so hot. When fire touches wood, it touches straw, it transforms that flammable thing into itself. And so the Holy Spirit, as the love that proceeds from the Father and the Son, he is the great gift that can be given to us. Why? Because love is God's first gift to us. The Holy Spirit, that living love within the Trinity, is given to us when we're baptized. He's bestowed upon us. And he brings into our heart his own love. He transforms us. And so God wanted the Holy Spirit to be symbolized by fire. And St. Philip, this hot, on fire man, is a sign to us that the Holy Spirit is real, and that the Holy Spirit wants us to be devoted to him, and that the Holy Spirit can dwell in our hearts, and that sanctity, growth in sanctity is possible. Let us never be content with where we are. Let us keep asking the Lord, increase my love, Jesus. Increase my love. Increase my desire to serve you. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.